This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Johnny Gosch was 13 when he disappeared while on his paper route in Iowa.
He had blue eyes and dirty blonde hair with a small gap between his front teeth. And his would be the first face of a missing child ever printed on a milk carton.
It's been 30 years since these milk cartons came and went. I wasn't even alive to see them, but I still know about the faces on the milk cartons.
That's reporter Annie Brown.
The image of a missing child on a milk carton became iconic. And even though this image has stuck around for 3 decades, the actual milk carton campaign only lasted 2 years, and it was largely unsuccessful at locating the kids on the cartons.
The morning that Johnny disappeared, Johnny's mom, Noreen, said that it took the police 45 minutes to arrive.
So she called around to the other boys who delivered papers that morning. She found 5 witnesses that saw her son talking to a man in a blue van. She relayed this to the police.
The cop looked at me and said, "Well, has your son ever run away before?"
That's Noreen Gosch.
And I said, "Well, no, he's never run away ever, nor did he run away today."
But the police were skeptical. This was Iowa. This kind of thing wasn't supposed to happen to kids like Johnny in places like Iowa.
We'd never had a crime like this before.
This was before Amber Alerts. There wasn't even a category for missing children. Kids were put in the same group as missing adults, and an adult had to be gone for 3 days before they were considered missing.
Without the police's help, Johnny's parents tried everything they could on their own. They hired private investigators and coordinated search parties. But after all of this, Noreen Gosch's son was still gone.
And then 2 years later, another Iowan boy named Eugene Martin went missing while delivering newspapers.
This second paper boy had a relative who worked at a local dairy, the Anderson and Erickson Dairy. The relative and the dairy's owner came up with an idea to help find these boys. And within a few short weeks, thousands of milk cartons were rolled out of trucks and into grocery stores all over Des Moines.
The campaign started out at one local dairy, but over the next few weeks it spread to other Midwestern towns. An Illinois dairy saw it and said, "Hey, why don't we try that?" And from there, it went national.
Nearly everybody drinks milk. Milk turns over quickly, so we could put a lot of different kids' photos on and pull children's off that needed to come off at a moment's notice.
That's Barbara Huggett. She was working as an artist at the National Child Safety Council in Michigan when the National Milk Carton Campaign took off. The national campaign brought together local groups looking for missing children, and together they came up with a list of 77 kids from all over the country.
We used cases that were believed to be what they termed in those days dangerous stranger abductions.
In other words, kids that weren't taken by someone they knew.
Barb's team didn't have computers, so they cut and arranged all 77 layouts by hand.
We designed a layout that was just, you know, rather simple.
In black block letters, the word missing was printed across the top of each waxy paper panel. Photos of 2 children were laid side by side in black and white. Under the photos were their dates of birth, height, weight, and where they were last seen. They also printed the pictures on school milk cartons, but only 1 child could fit on those.
Barb reached out to dairies all over the country, asking if they'd be a part of the campaign. Within months, 700 independent dairies had signed on. Some sources have estimated that as many as 5 billion milk cartons were printed with the faces of missing children.
200 missing children were featured on milk cartons as part of the campaign led by the National Child Safety Council. 2 were found alive.
But Barbara Huggett and Noreen Gosch are both adamant that the campaign had a positive impact.
What it did was promote more awareness so that people were looking if they saw a child that looked like they were in distress. Maybe you questioned whether or not those were the parents.
During the milk carton campaign, the Missing Children Assistance Act was passed. It established a federal program to find missing kids.
Changing the rules for children when they're missing, not having to wait the hours and days.
And mostly, the milk cartons just got people thinking about kidnapping, that this could happen to your kid.
In other words, the faces on the milk cartons scared the hell out of everyone.
Which ultimately led to the campaign's downfall.
Almost as quickly as it began, the milk carton campaign started by the National Child Safety Council ended. But the faces of missing children were still being printed on all kinds of other things. Pizza boxes, plastic grocery bags, utility bills.
Actually, the utility bill campaign went on for 10 years, much longer than the milk cartons. But most of us haven't even heard of it. It didn't stick the way that the milk carton did.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Annie Brown with Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, Avery Trufelman, Kurt Kohlstedt, Ted Muldoon, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.